Best dealer in America crowned at G2E in Las Vegas. Grattan dealer wins inaugural G2E dealer championship. Eleanor Hoffman, a dual rate tables dealer at Grattan Resort and Casino in Sonoma County, California, was named the winner of the inaugural G2E dealer championship held during the Global Gaming Expo in Las Vegas. Hoffman received the top prize of $5,000, an individual trophy, and the championship cup, which will be engraved with her name and displayed at Grattan until the next competition. From cruise ship tables to a national stage, Hoffman, 51, is a Las Vegas native who spent 22 years dealing aboard cruise ships before joining Grattan almost a year ago. She said the nomination by her supervisor and the presence of colleagues at the expo made the victory particularly meaningful. Hoffman described dealing as an art and said the recognition mattered more to her than the cash award. Competition format, judging, and field. The first ever G2E Dealer Championship drew 34 entrants and unfolded over multiple days. After preliminary rounds reduced the field to 12, six dealers advanced to the final. Finalists were tested in both blackjack and roulette, with panels of four judges at each table scoring contestants on hospitality, technical skill, and control of the game. Judges were table games executives representing many of the properties with entrants in the competition. Finalists and prize distribution. Four Las Vegas dealers made up the final six. Runner-up, Madalena Maddie Ristea of the Cosmopolitan, took second place and $3,000. Third place went to Marco Vekovic of Encore, who received $2,000. The other finalists were Taras Plushansky of The Venetian, Milan Jessic of Bellagio, and Chaz Chim of Muckleshoot Casino in Washington State. Organizer perspective and industry context. Corby Carrison, event vice president at RX, one of GTE's organizers, said the dealer championship added a new dimension to the expo by showcasing dealers' skill, precision, and showmanship, and by highlighting their role in the guest experience. Industry observers say competitions like this can raise the profile of table games teams, support recruitment, and reinforce training standards at a time when many operators are focused on workforce retention and evolving guest expectations. Notable moments and future outlook. Hoffman also took part in a self-review segment, watching video of her own performance for the first time and remarking on her confidence behind the table. With its debut at G2E, the Dealer Championship has the potential to become an annual spotlight event that celebrates frontline talent and draws more attention to traditional table games amid the broader gaming industry's shift toward digital and sports betting innovations. Where the trophy will rest, Hoffman's name will be engraved on the championship cup, and the trophy will remain on display at Grattan Resort and Casino until the next G2E Dealer Championship.